A 16-year-old lad apprehended in the act of staging a holdup. 16 years old and a marijuana addict. Here is the most tragic case.
Yes, I remember. Just a young boy. Under the influence of the drug, he killed his entire family with an axe. Under the influence of the drug, he killed his entire family with an axe.
Then there is the most difficult case. Here, in Michigan, a young girl, 17 years old, a research officer, taken in a raid and attacking with five young men. Here is a particularly dangerous.
Yes, I remember the newspapers made quite a play of it. In West Virginia, wasn't it?
Yes. And there are hundreds of them coming up. New ones every day. A reefer smoker.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana. To end federal criminal penalties. To end federal criminal penalties.
The weed marijuana is grown in every state in the union. Every state in the union.
All this rigorous prosecution of marijuana, for example, has changed the situation where people grew their own, or even rather mild marijuana, into a situation where marijuana traffic is dominated by organized crime.
The crime crop in California that is the most profitable is marijuana.
Everything they tell you about pot is a lie. Tell you pot money makes you unmotivated, a lie. Everything they tell you about pot is a lie.
Your denial is beneath you. And thanks to the use of hallucinogenic drugs, pot is a better drug than alcohol. But I'll tell you the truth, I have never heard one reason that rang true why marijuana is against the law. All of those are lying about the government. I mean, marijuana grows everywhere. It serves a thousand different functions, all of them possible. To make marijuana against the law is like saying God made a mistake.
The weed marijuana is growing every single year.
What was the problem with just smoking a joint, eating a couple of Twinkies, and going to sleep? Was that a problem? We have reached the point where the over-the-counter drugs are actually stronger than anything you can buy in the street. No!
You would yuck some marijuana? Marijuana? Man, this is some bullshit!
Marijuana is not a drug.
We had 2 bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high carbon moderate, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, greeners, lappers, also a quarter tequila, quarter rum, pizza beer, and a raw ether. Not that we needed all that for the trip. Once you get locked into a serious throat crack, the tendency is to push it as far as you can go.
Enormously stimulates curiosity on the part of young people to try the forbidden substance.
Now I can imagine a few testicles out there. Now you think they'll never get drugs under control, but it's too easy for the dealers to get back on the street. Well, those days are over too. The revolving door just ran. Some think there won't be room for them in jail. We make them. They're almost doubling prison space. Some think there aren't enough prosecutors. We'll hire them. With the largest increase in federal prosecutors in history.
America is now the country with the highest rate of incarceration.
To make marijuana against the law is like saying God made a mistake. God made a mistake. God made a mistake. Your denial is beneath you, and thanks to the use of hallucinogenic drugs, I see through you. I see through you. I see through you.